Welcome back to the Weekend Primer. I'm Fred Grant, and I am very pleased to have four beautiful guests with me here today. And these guests are very talented artists in our community, and they are putting on a play this evening and tomorrow that we're going to be talking about. It's the Holton Starbright Theater, and I would like them to introduce themselves to you. So why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners who you are?
I'm Hope Trineski.
And I'm Anna Hogan.
I'm Jordan Farnham.
And I'm Quinn Waite.
Well, ladies, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
For anybody who's been in town before knows that every year we have a play that's put on by the Holton Children's Theater. And this year, something very special has happened. Jordan, can you tell us what's different about this year's play as opposed to previous year's plays? Where did these plays come from that you are putting together?
Well, these plays started out as a contest that the Starbright Theater put on, and we all entered them, and our plays were performed.
So, Quinn, is she saying that the performance that you guys are doing, the play, was actually written by you and the other ladies here?
Yes.
And what is the play that you have written for the show?
I have written Bellarella.
Bellarella. And tell us about it. What's it about?
It's a remix Cinderella, and it's more of a comedy than the first fairy tale.
Now, Quinn, who's your mom and dad?
My parents are Pam White and Daryl Scott White.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in fifth grade.
Your homeroom teacher would be?
Mrs. Owen.
Okay, over at Southside School. Now, Jordan, your play, you submitted yours, and yours was selected. What's your play about?
My play is called The Medieval Love Feud, and it is about two guys who both want one girl, but only one of them can have her. So they go to war over her.
They go to war? They take armies and fight each other?
Yes.
Don't spoil the surprise at the end. Is there a surprise at the end?
Yes.
There is. Okay, so people have to come to the show to find out who actually wins.
Yes.
Now, Jordan, you are homeschooled, is that right?
Yes.
And who are your mom and dad?
Gary Farnham and Ethna Farnham.
And what time does the play start tonight?
It starts at 6 o'clock.
And on Saturday, people can go and see it at what time?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock matinee. Now, our next author is Anna Hogan. Anna, what grade are you in?
Fourth.
And who's your homeroom teacher?
Mrs. Avery.
And what's the name of your play and what's it about?
More Than Christmas. It's about an elf, and he has to get home by the kids being nice.
And how long is your play?
About 15 to 20 minutes.
And so you get them all put in, you got all four of the plays put together. And who's your mom and dad?
The wonderful Ellen Tidd and Scott Tidd.
Our tiniest of the quartet is Hope Trineski. And Hope, what grade are you in?
I'm in fourth grade.
And your homeroom teacher is?
Mrs. Avery.
Well, hello, Mrs. Avery. And tell us about your play.
My play is called The Magic Forest. These kids go into this magic forest to look for their friend because they can't find her and she wandered in. So when they find these elves and they realize that bad guys are coming to steal the magic book that can steal all the happiness in the world, and they have to help protect the book to get June back. The elves have turned her into a tree, so for the elves helping them get June back, they have to guard the magic book.
Wow, that sounds like a lot. And your play is 15 to 20 minutes?
20 to 25.
Now, is it just the four of you in your plays, or are there other kids that are in these plays?
Other kids.
There's yeah. Other kids? How many would you say are in there altogether?
At least 70.
70 kids? Is that right? I'm getting a lot of nods here.
Probably, maybe even 80.
Maybe even 80. So, if you're looking for something fun to do tonight and tomorrow afternoon, a great place would be to go to the Holton Children's Theater. And Jordan, where is the Children's Theater taking place this year?
At the high school in Holton.
The Holton High School Auditorium, I'm assuming. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And is there a cost to get in to this, Anna?
For a family of four, it's $15. And for senior citizens, it's $4.
And you really can't beat that. So get to Holton High School tonight for the Holton Starbright Children's Theater. Got four locally written plays by four local students with 70 to 80 kids in the cast. It's going to be a great time, and you'll probably even want to go back the next day. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today, and best of luck with your play debuts tonight and tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back on the Weekend Primer right here on WHOU.